Thanks for joining with us at Homilies from Holy Cross. Holy Cross Catholic Church is a parish in Kernersville, North Carolina, within the Diocese of Charlotte. Our podcast is a daily way for us to hear the gospel proclaimed and the word preached. So we're going to dive in and see what God wants to speak to our hearts today. Our gospel for this Friday of Easter week comes from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way: Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in for the quantity of fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his clothes, for he was stripped for work, and sprang into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish lying on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So this is one of my most favorite gospel passages because it's about trusting in Christ. It's about trusting in Jesus now that he's been raised from the dead. He's already revealed himself, it says, two other times. So this is John recounting the third time that Christ is going to reveal himself, that he reveals himself to his disciples. But notice something interesting. They do not recognize him. This happened at the road to Emmaus earlier in the week, that beautiful gospel passage on the road to Emmaus. Christ is walking with them, but they don't recognize him. And even says at the end of the gospel that they do not dare ask him who he was because they knew it was the Lord. So even though they knew it was the Lord, they didn't recognize him. So what we see after our Lord's resurrection is he can appear however he wants. He can make his flesh unrecognizable to those who he is revealing himself to. Now, why does he do that? He does that so that it's not the human eyes that come to see him, but it's the eyes of faith. He's trying to draw them into a relationship that is not based on affection, so being able to see someone that they love and touch someone that they love, but recognizing him in his word and in his deeds, right? This is very important. Recognizing Christ in his word and in his deeds. Therefore, if we recognize Christ in his word and his deeds, and not by what we see, then we'll be able to see Christ in the words and the deeds of others when they reflect Christ. Very important point for the disciples here. Now, the whole situation harkens back to something that happened at the beginning of Christ's public ministry. It's not recounted by John, but John was there when it happened, even though he doesn't tell about it in his own gospel, and that's in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, and the first verses is about, and especially verse 4 is the one that I'm referring to, but the whole episode of Christ getting into a boat, pushing back from the sea, and teaching the crowds that are on the shore. And from there, after he's done teaching, they push out some more. And he says to Simon Peter, he says, cast your net on the right side of the boat. And Peter says, we've been at this all night. We haven't caught anything. But he says, but, you know, I'll do as you ask. So he throws the net over. They take in a large number of fish. The nets begin to tear. And another boat comes to help them with the fish. Notice what John does here. Is he says that they caught fish, and at the end he says it was filled with 153, but the net was not torn. He's referring to there's a new fulfillment here. There's different people who say different things about the 153 fish that they catch, but one of those interpretations is that there were only at the time of his writing 153 known nations in the world, right? There were other peoples that were not known by the by this civilization, but there were only 153 known civilizations that were known. And so it's the idea of the net is the church, the apostles is the work of the clergy, right? And the apostles and bishops, the net being the church and gathering all people into that net and being able to sustain all of those civilizations, all of those peoples. And we know that the apostles then go out to preach. And then two other things. First of all, it says that Peter recognizes that it's the Lord, not because he sees him. It's because of this incident that reminds him of what happened a couple of years earlier, right? So he says to Simon Peter, cast your net. They catch fish, and he goes, oh, the only person who's ever able to do that and tell me, you know, to catch fish and it becomes full is our Lord. So he jumps in, he runs to the Lord, he swims and then runs to the Lord. When the other disciples come in the boat and bring the net to the shore, they see that Christ is there by a charcoal fire with fish and bread. But he still tells them, bring some of your fish. He's showing them that he will provide for them. He doesn't need them to do anything for him. He is the one who is now doing things for their benefit. He's providing for them. This is to enjoin with them, as I said at the beginning of our reflection, trust in the providence of God. Providence, this is where we would get the word provide. God will provide the things that are necessary for our spiritual benefit. And then secondly, in John's gospel, only twice is there mentioned a charcoal fire. Right? A charcoal fire is mentioned in his passion and here after his resurrection. Peter was by a charcoal fire warming himself when he denied the Lord. And what John does here is he sees very well what's happening. Is that our Lord makes a charcoal fire because it was beside a charcoal fire that Peter denies Christ. And it's by this charcoal fire that he's going to reconcile Peter to himself, because following the rest of verse 15 and on, this is the discourse where Jesus takes Peter aside and says, do you love me? For the three times that Peter denied him, Christ feeds him materially, reconciles him, right? And then they go on to the ascension and being able to serve in the church. And so he denies him three times. Now Christ will ask him, do you love me, three times? And so here we see our Lord bringing all things to completion. John's gospel is filled with images and with hidden little gems. And right here is where John kind of finishes out this narration of Christ's life, death, and resurrection, and shows that he makes all things new. And as Christ shows the apostles they are to trust in him, so we too are inspired towards a zealous hope in the providence of God that he will provide for the things that we need. In conclusion, let us go ahead and pray together the St. Michael prayer, as well as the intercessory prayer that the bishop sent to the priest to be prayed during the coronavirus outbreak. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of soul. Amen. Merciful Father, through the intercession of Blessed Mary, St. Roch, and St. Rosalie, deliver us from the current attack and subsequent suffering we are enduring from the coronavirus. May we seek to assist those in need in body or spirit, and ourselves turn away from sin and trust in you. We ask this in the name of the Divine Physician, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.